This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios ahead of their show tonight at Johnny B's in downtown Medford, all the way from Lincoln, Nebraska, is the band Bernardus. At least most of them, Ben Kramer, Adam Kovar, and Matt Cornell. Lead guitar, drums, and bass, couple of vocals. Welcome, you guys. Welcome to JPR.
Hey, thanks for having us. Yeah.
This has been a very busy road trip for you, as I understand. A great number of dates in not that many nights.
That's correct, yes.
You have done how many?
Over the past 9 months?
Yeah.
It's been close to, it'll be close to 170 in 9 months.
Yeah. 170 gigs?
Yep, all over the U.S.
Holy cow.
Yeah. We're having fun, though.
You don't look weary at all.
No. We get our workouts in and we eat healthy, so.
Well, let's talk about the formation of Bernardus. Name, how'd you guys meet? Where did you meet outside of, I mean, we know Lincoln, Nebraska, but where did you guys come together as a group?
Well, Bernardus is actually my first name, and that's a family name. It's actually my grandfather's name. He came from the Netherlands right after World War II, and when he died just a few years ago, he was a very successful man, and so it's a story about just taking a risk, following a dream, and then really acting on it. And so when my brother Jake, who's not here today, and I were trying to decide what to name the band, just do them the honor, because that name means taking a risk and going for it. And it's very, to us, it's a very American, like, American dream name. It kind of goes well with music. Plus, it's my first name, so makes writing the checks easy.
Now, Ben, you and your brother were making music together for a number of years before Bernardus was a band. How did you meet the rest of the guys that have fleshed out the rest of the group?
You know, Jake and I have been, like you said, playing weddings and stuff for a long time, writing our own music. Well, I write the music, and then Jake helps and adds to the melodies and stuff like that. And we were actually at a mutual friend of ours' wedding just about a year and a half ago, and we said, these guys were there. And we'd known each other through, like, mutual friends, and we all have played in different bands around Lincoln, cover bands and whatever. But we decided, hey, we should start a band. And Jake and I were like, hey, we got some stuff. And so when we said that, we were like, you know, if we're going to do it for real, we're going to do it for real, and we're going to hit the road, so get your lives ready. And they did.
Did it mesh right off the bat?
It did, yeah. The first couple practices were kind of interesting because we were all coming from different genres. But after the first year, after we recorded the EP, a pretty big EP release party, the big part in Lincoln, started to come together. And I mean, now being on the road for this long, we've kind of blended together, and we're writing a lot of songs now together as a group. So.
Well, there is a full-length due probably in about a year from now that we'll talk about here in just a minute. And I want to dig a little deeper into the different musical genres that you guys all come from. But before we do that, let's hear a tune. Bernardus is my guest today live on JPR. They've got an EP out. Bernardusmusic.com is the place to go to find out more information about the band and the music. What do you guys want to do first?
We'll do a song, the first song off of our EP. It's called Sleepy-Eyed Thoughts.
The door couldn't wander anymore, looking over my shoulder for the feelings I had. And where did you go and where have you been? My oblation plateaus, my worship will win, and this place is a horror back of my mind. Lost my composure, wanna leave it behind. Ever lost all control. Middle tread on the floor. Well, this drive was longer than what was intended. And where did you go? Where have you been? My oblation plateau is my worship a win. And this place is a horror in the back of my mind. I've lost my composure, wanna leave it behind. ocean plateaus, my worship will win. And this place is a horror in the back of my mind. I lost my composure, wanna leave it behind. Wake me up, clear my sleepy eyes. Sleepy eyed thoughts are clear.
That is Bernardus live today on Jefferson Public Radio. It's the tune that leads off their EP. It's called Sleepy Eyed Thoughts. Good stuff, you guys.
Thanks.
It's a great tune. Well, just before, we mentioned that you guys were in cover bands and playing in different groups. Among the five of you that are part of the group, you all come from, it seems, widely different musical genres and backgrounds, right? Yeah. There's some country music, there's some Christian music, there's some heavy metal, there's a little bit of everything. Who brings what exactly to this mix?
Let's see. Well, I bring kind of the old style folk country. I grew up, my brother and I grew up on Johnny Cash and Dylan and Haggard and all that stuff. So writing wise, that's kind of how I think. My brother has played in country cover bands for a long time, but he's also raised on classical violin. He's got his minor at UNL in violin, so he's got the classical violin side, but then also the fiddle. Big difference between the two. Yeah. And then Christian, who sometimes will sit in on keys with us back home. He doesn't tour with us just because of personnel, but he's on keys. He's a worship leader in town, so he's got like the big pad fill type thing that we kind of throw in there on some songs. So, and then Matt, he's our hardcore guy.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I grew up listening to like Chili Peppers and Rage Against the Machine, all that kind of stuff. More recently, I was
hardcore.
No, that's Adam, Matt, the drummer's.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of a weirdo. No.
I grew up on 90s country, but really caught my stride with drumming in the little bit harder pop, punk, and harder rock scene. So I would say this band was definitely probably the biggest transition for me, just because, the style of music doesn't call for crazy drum fills and
right.
and all this insane stuff going on. So it's more about the groove and about the band as a whole. So I've really enjoyed just that aspect of
needless
learning.
To say, occasionally we'll write songs that kind of adhere to each of our interests. So on the EP, there's a song at the end called Asleep that we kind of move away from the like country feel into this rock feel.
How long ago did you guys put these songs down on this EP?
That EP came out actually a year ago today.
Yeah. Today.
Thanks,
yeah.
Facebook timeline.
Yeah, we saw that on Facebook this morning. Yeah.
Was it important for you guys to have a calling card in the hand as you were heading out on the road so that you had something to...
Definitely.
We didn't want to go out... Well, biggest thing, we didn't want to go out without something to sell,
right.
first of all. But then also, if you don't have any music, then people can't remember you. So we had music definitely before we left.
Is this your first time out on this big of a tour?
The past couple tours have been, our first time ever touring.
What's it been like?
It's been challenging, but it's been fun. I mean, we've seen everything from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean,
Yeah.
So, it's been fun. Yeah.
Well, let's hear another tune. Bernardus is my guest today live in the JPR studios. BernardusMusic.com is the website. What do you guys want to do next?
We'll do another song off the EP. This is a second or third song on the EP. It's called Made Up Your Mind.
That is Bernardus live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Another tune from their EP called Made Up Your Mind. Ben Kramer, Adam Kovar, Matt Cornell in our studios today. It is a crowded field that you guys are about to enter as you are now starting to do national touring, but you've already got a couple of songs that fit right in. It is a wonderful EP, really cool stuff. I'm looking forward to finding out what's going to be on that full length when it comes down the road.
Over the past year, we've written a ton of songs, a lot of songs. So it's going to be fun kind of nailing down which ones are going to go on there. But
has the process of writing all of those songs now as a group kind of directed you in a specific way that you didn't really know was going to be your sound?
Yes. Yes, it has.
What have you weeded out along the way?
Well, maybe I should say this. We go on a writing retreat every winter. We go up to a friend of mine's cabin up in northern Nebraska, and we don't have service or anything up there, and we just write for 3 days. What we wrote last year was not what we're working on now.
Yeah.
So we've got some songs that we're thinking about, like, the next record for. But this one we kind of have a general idea. We're going to try and stick with the Americana, like, maybe country type for this next album, a little bit more space in the album, maybe lose some of the Patty stuff. But there'll probably be a couple songs that are like asleep that we'll throw in.
What are you finding in terms of reaction when you're playing these shows now, especially in places you've never been to?
I don't know if this is a pretentious thing to say, but just about every place we go, people are like, you guys are too good to play here. And when someone tells me that, I'm just like, yeah, whatever, you're full of it, buddy. But,
well, it's got to keep you going, though, right?
Yeah, that's what keeps us going. Yeah. Yeah. So we just go and we play and we have a fun time. And if people like our music, usually they'll say something. If they don't, they'll walk out and we'll know it's not for them. But no, I'm just kidding.
It could just be that the beer choices were poor.
That's probably what it is, yeah.
Well, I'm really glad you got a copy of the EP into our hands, because we've really been enjoying it over the last few weeks that we've had it.
Great.
And I know you guys had a really long drive today, so thanks for taking time out and visiting.
Absolutely.
With us.
Thanks for having us. We also have, I'll give you an actual hard copy too.
Oh, sweet. Not the home burn computer version?
so our logo and our design, the front and the back, the sunset design on our website is also... Adam actually created that. He drew all that. So
nicely
done.
Thank you very much.
Bernardus, my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Their EP does not have a name, right? It's just EP.
Just Bernardus.
Just Bernardus, the EP. Information and a link in order to get it or hear it is at bernardusmusic.com. Ben Kramer is on lead vocals and guitar. Adam Kovar on background vocals and drums. Matt Cornell is on bass. And you have one more for us.
Yeah, so this song is a newer one that is not on our EP, but it's one that we wrote just recently, and we are probably going to put it on the full album. So this song is actually a song I wrote while I was doing some touring solo, just by myself. It's called Lonesome Driver.
Could feel the way you felt back then when love was first corroded, passion like fire, temper or certainty. traveling on my own makes me a lonesome driver. We would never be higher than the way we were last night. So set your rhythmic kick drum heartbeat in my mind. And traveling on my own makes me lonesome driver.
That is Bernardus live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Ben Kramer, Adam Kovar, Matt Cornell, guys, again, thanks for coming in. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.